On Bullseye, I talk with people who make amazing work. Greta Gerwig, Errol Morris, A$AP Ferg. The conversations are real and funny, and they take you somewhere unexpected. Find Bullseye with Jesse Thorne on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I haven't seen you in a long time,
oh,
Robin.
Oh, I see
Hilton.
You every day at your desk.
Well, I mean, not in a studio.
Yeah, no. Well, thanks for having me back on, Bob. It's been a while.
I think you have two more tickets left in your pocket that'll get you through
get
the door.
Get me through the end of the year. it's nice to be back on the show from time to time and share some of the best music out there.
Yeah, you've been doing New Music Fridays. For those who don't know, that part of All Songs Considered is, you know, a year? What are we doing?
About a year and a half now. So, we launched at the beginning of 2018. So.
New albums every Friday. You pick the ones that you love with members of the team. So today, I think you have more songs than me.
I have four. What do you have?
Yeah, you win.
Well, you know, we focus on full albums. We occasionally let a little EP slip in there from time to time.
On New Music
Friday. On New Music Friday. And very often there's like a song I just want to play, and I don't always get a chance to, so I'm glad
you Well, you'll have to start
on.
Your own show, because... you want to kick it off since you got four and I got three?
Okay, well, you know, I've got a couple of discoveries I made, and then a couple of releases from artists I already love, but who quietly released new music. I mean, like, if you blinked, you missed it. And the first of those is from Ari Rohr. Do you remember Ari Rohr? I had him on last spring. It was almost a year ago to the month. This is singer-songwriter Caleb Campbell, and he writes as Ari Rohr. He's from Dallas. He had a record last year called Calm Down that I was madly in love with and made my top 10 of last year. Well, a few weeks ago, he surprised dropped a whole new album. And I completely missed it. Otis Hart on an NPR music team happened to catch it and told me about it. It's called Best Behavior. And Ari Rohr just has this gift for making two-minute songs that feel like this full meal, right? One of the songs I want to play from this record, Best Behavior, is called Let Out. Let Out. Just let out, Bob. Let it out. There you go. Exhale Contagion. Some great lines in there. He says, I let out my anger and trip over strangers. You know, we all have superpowers, Bob. We don't often realize we have these superpowers. Mine is bottling all my anger. What's yours? What's your superpower?
My superpower is finding a solution to...
Oh, that is, right, that is anything, your superpower. Right.
There's got to be a way. Is
You're the
motto.
Fixer. Yeah, better call the fixer. Ari Rohr, Let Out is the song from his album Best Behavior that just came out of nowhere a couple weeks ago. It's out now on Bella Union.
That's awesome. I'm going to play Alex Toth. You know Alex?
Yeah.
So we first heard Alex in Rubble Bucket. Maybe it's 10, maybe even a dozen years ago. I'm not sure. And he and Kelmia Traver, who sings and plays saxophone. Alex plays trumpet and also sings and many other things in Rubble Bucket. Alex F is his punky Alex.
Right.
I like to think
Alter
of it.
Ego.
Yep. And then there's Toth, which is the solo work he does. And I'm really thrilled to play a new song from this brilliant record. It's a song called When I Awoke. It's from a record. You're going to love this title. This title was written for you. You ready?
Yeah.
It's called Practice Magic and Seek Professional Help When Necessary.
Yes, you're right. I do love it. You know, I wanted to be a magician when I was a kid.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Everything about
and
that.
And a puppeteer. But you know what? It just didn't work out.
You could be a puppeteer on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. He's a ventriloquist
on the radio. I'm going to let Alex tell us more about a song we're going to play next called When I Awoke.
When I Awoke is part of a collection of songs that document a period in my life where I was coming to terms with the greatest loss I'd known. I call this record Practice Magic and Seek Professional Help When Necessary because that's literally what I was doing as all of these songs were coming to me. This song is about the literal moment of waking up in bed next to someone and being like, oh, this is over and everything's different now. And it's also about the bigger waking up to oneself that can happen when faced with massive life change. You're forced out of autopilot and have to face the music. It's like grow or die, or maybe it's die and grow. This song is also the last one I wrote for the record, and due to time's passage, you can hear a bit more of the overcoming and acceptance in it. Like with the lyrics, I never thought I'd say this, but I don't need you. Every time I wake up, I'm just looking through. I mostly recorded the guts of this in my apartment, but couldn't resist adding my buddies Jeremy Gustin and Benjamin Lazar Davis on drums and upright bass. At the end of one of the takes, Ben got lost in a trance on this really wild bowed part, and he wouldn't stop playing, which is what you hear coming in on the outro. Also, I'm a huge Arthur Russell fan and wanted there to be like a world of echo-inspired cello in the song. My label mate, Aaron Roach, who helped me a lot in making this record, introduced me to composer cellist Paul Wianco, who laid this down beautifully. Lastly, I had an absolutely life-changing experience in Istanbul, making a music video for this with director Mu Tunç, where I played a depressed telepath who didn't know how to be at a party, inspired by Tarkovsky's sci-fi film The Stalker. To quote the song, it was definitely a dream I didn't know I had.
Through my glassy orbs, you look like a shadow of the day before. Your face contained a hungry wind and chance of rain. Overnight a change in travel plans, you're on your way. When I step into my stream about a thousand times a day, an empty measurement of empty weight. You threw a friendly chair across a friendly room, then you made me breakfast in the afternoon. When I thank you.
both of us. But even through these changes, you are always love. And it's more or less hilarious, it's more or less blue. It's probably good for both of us and good for you. But
talk about perfect songs. That's pretty close to one.
I do
pretty
think
flawless.
So, too. I'm glad you like that.
Yeah. He has this line where he says, you step into my stream about 1,000 times a day, and it just makes you think of all the people in your life, maybe many who are gone, or at least you don't have contact with anymore, but their memory of them, it's always kind of stepping into your world. Yeah.
It's a really beautiful way to put it. That's Alex Toth. Toth is his project's name. And the record is called Practice Magic and Seek Professional Help When Necessary.
Just once, it'd be great to hear a doctor say that, right? Well, I'm afraid the only treatment is to practice magic.
The song and the album are all out now. We'd played the first song from that album came out last, like, November, December. I played a song, Co-Pilot.
Really good. Well, I told you that there were a couple artists I already love who quietly put out records these past couple weeks. The other artist is Rye. Did you catch that Rye dropped a new record? It's called Spirit. I think they're technically calling it an EP, but it's got 8 tracks on it. It really feels like an album to me, but there's a good bit of the sort of soft focus crooning that you expect from Mike Milosh on the record, but he calls it a piano project.
Huh.
And about half of the songs on it are, in fact, solo piano pieces, and they are just so beautiful. And that's what I want to play. This doesn't have any vocals. It's no Mike Milosh singing. It's just him at the piano. This song is called Malibu Nights. Thank you.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's a slightly prepared piano, I think. Just some, maybe just subtle things that he's doing to it there, but it's almost like a Niels Frahm piece.
Yeah, the way I assume, I'm going to make assumptions here, that the way he's miking the piano,
right,
that he is also miking as much the performance where his fingers are,
right,
as much as the inner part of
and all the little working mechanical right. workings of the piano. You can hear all the little gears and everything turning.
Yeah, unless of course he's using the Niels Frahm sample piano that you can buy on Native Instruments, which is also pretty darn cool.
That's a great plug. We should get them to underwrite us because it is very cool. But anyway, Mike Milosh playing the piano there instead of singing. If you want to dig more into the record and you want to hear him do that crooning that he does, that is so beautiful. There are definitely vocal pieces on it as well, but Spirit is the record, and it is out now on Loma Vista.
That is fantastic. I'm so glad you played
more,
that
and there's more of that, too.
I saw there was a rye. I thought it was just a continuation of...
No, not really. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. We get the privilege of making people happy. I think that's part of, like, the joy of this job.
Or extremely irritated. one or the other.
Well, we had a contest, the Tiny Desk Contest. We got 6,000 submissions. I watched a ton of them. I helped pick the winner, and I had the privilege to call the winner. And the winner for the Tiny Desk Contest in 2019 is Quinn Christopherson. We're in a studio just before Memorial Day. He comes the day after Memorial Day.
To actually play at the desk, play his first Tiny Desk performance.
That's right.
Since winning.
And so I'm thrilled. I can't wait to meet him, especially having had this phone conversation with him. I'm just going to play just a minute. This is like, is this too old a reference? This is the Ed McMahon calling up and saying, you just want a house, you know?
It's a little bit of a little reference. Basically, people are going to hear the moment when he finds out that he won this
that's
thing.
That's right. I don't know why I said that Ed McMahon thing. Anyway, here we go.
Yes!
Johnny. Hello.
Hello, this is Quinn.
Hi, Quinn. How are you doing? This is Bob Boylan from NPR.
Hey. Nice to hear from you. How are you?
I'm doing great, and you're going to be doing better in just a second because I want to tell you something really exciting, that you've won the Tiny Desk Contest.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. I am so happy serious.
What the heck?
All right.
No, I can't believe this right now. Oh, my God. He just made my entire life.
Aw.
What the heck?
What the heck?
Isn't that beautiful?
So beautiful? Yeah, love that.
Quinn Christopherson is based in Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah.
And he did this song, which, just go watch it, but I'm going to play it on today's show. We'll learn more about Quinn. There's a really lovely interview about him and his story. That you should listen to from All Things Considered. But I'm going to play this song. Quinn identifies as a man, and that transition happened not too long ago. This song, which I didn't know at the time when I first listened to it, is all about that. And I'll give you a little bit of context. He's playing here with Nick Carpenter as the guitar player, and they recorded this in a museum in Anchorage, Alaska.
I used to have long hair. I used to smile when I walked. I used to be someone I hated. I used to cry a lot. I used to think I was a woman, so I got used to pulling the short stick. And now you think I'm man enough. I got so used to pulling the short stick. I don't know what to do with all this privilege. 'Cause I got a voice now. I got power, but I can't stand it. I got a voice now. Oh, I got power, but I can't stand it. And nobody interrupts me, and nobody second guesses my opinions, and nobody tells me that I can't do it. But I got so used to pulling the short stick, and I don't know what to do with all this privilege. Cause I got a voice now. Oh, I got power, but I can't stand it. Yeah, I got a voice now. Oh, I got power, but I can't stand it. I'm tired of people trying to erase me. I'm tired of people trying to erase me. I'm tired of people trying to erase me. Yeah, I'm tired of people trying to erase me. I'm tired of people trying to erase me. Cause I got a voice now. I got power, but I can't stand it.
Oh, the chord or that little mess up in the middle.
Yeah, watch the video if you haven't, and you'll see, because they're doing this live, and the guitar player, Nick, kept stomping on his pedal trying to do that big power drop chord.
Yeah, the drop.
It wouldn't. It's a really great moment, and it's something that I think about a bunch when I go to live shows, which is often that moment where something fails and something goes wrong is often the moment that kicks the artist into this gear that they wouldn't have gone to. High gear. I mean, a good place.
Like, it suddenly becomes very real. Yes. Yeah, it becomes very real. Yeah. Quinn Christopherson on that song, there's so much in it that is just a punch to the gut, but just the idea that he now finds himself with all this privilege as a man, right, that he never had before. And it just, you know, it just makes me feel awful, but to know that that's something that anybody would have to experience.
And that point of view,
yeah.
you, I've never heard that point of view before, so that's another beautiful thing
in terms of,
as someone who's transitioned, not to feel that. Beautiful. Yeah. So Quinn Christopherson, winner, Tiny Desk Contest, he'll be here. We'll have that Tiny Desk concert from Quinn online about a week later. We're on tour. We're going to Seattle. We're going to Los Angeles. We're going to Austin. We're going to New York. Maybe we'll see you there, right?
Love it. Out there in the world.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Blue, creators of the Yeti microphone. Ready to record that song, start a podcast, or launch your YouTube channel? Blue is here to help you tell your story and build your audience. Visit bluedesigns.com/NPR for special pricing. Raise your voice with Blue. Support also comes from ADT, America's trusted home security provider, providing secure smart homes custom designed with everything from video doorbells, indoor and outdoor cameras, smart locks and lights, and professionally monitored carbon monoxide and smoke detectors, all controlled by the sound of your voice or on the go with the ADT Go app. Learn more at ADT.com.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, sitting in the studio here in Washington, D.C. at NPR with... What's your name?
Hilton. Robin Hilton. Big fan. Long-time
listener.
Long-time listener of your
show. First-time caller.
Just happy to be nominated. Yeah.
You've been doing this, let's see, we're going to turn 20 years old. I wish I was going to turn 20 years old. Our show is going to turn 20 years old.
I know, I can't believe it. And I've been here for 19 of those 20. Yeah. And then on the show, maybe the last 10 years or so, something like that, yeah.
So this is how it ends, man. This is your last day.
No. Sweet. It was sweet.
It was a great ride.
You know how I said at the top of the show that I had two bands I already love who quietly released records, didn't it? And then I had two discoveries. Yeah. I want to play one of my discoveries. This is Joanna Sternberg. They make very lo-fi, bare-bones music, just voice and guitar. Reminds me a lot of the Moldy Peaches. I think you'll hear that right away when you hear the song I want to play. Just that sort of playful quirkiness to it. Joanna Sternberg has a new album coming out called Then I Try Some More. And the song I want to play is called For You. Joanna Sternberg says they wrote this song about being in a relationship with a narcissist and how important it is to only surround yourself with people who reciprocate your love.
With a smile like yours, you could get away with murder. So I will not trust you, no, I will not trust you. With a face like yours, you will know no suffering. I can't connect with you, I can't connect with you. I can't connect, although I'll try each time. I won't know why, you'll swat me away like a fly. I can't connect with you. With a voice like yours, you could put the birds to shame. But who are you to blame? No, you can't be to blame. With two eyes like yours, you could melt the rising sun. So I won't talk to you, no, I won't talk to you. I will not talk, I will not walk, and you won't have a clue. You will always have anyone that you could want, and you won't be alone. You'll never be alone. You'll never be at all like me. You'll never be alone. You will always have anything that you could want, but what will that get you? Now what will that get you? It will get nothing, I bet that's what it will get you.
With a smile like yours, you could get away with murder. The smiling assassin. It's funny, you know how sometimes we don't know what's possible with music or what you're capable of even yourself until you hear someone else do it. Like, I always wonder, who was the first new wave singer who everyone listened to and said, wait, you mean I don't even need to be able to sing? I can just kind of speak my lyrics, right? Because then everyone was doing it around that time. Well, Joanna Sternberg says they never thought that they could sing or make music till they heard Elliott Smith. And it's not like, oh, well, Elliott Smith is so raw and ragged, but Elliott Smith has that very gentle, beautiful, soft voice. And Joanna Sternberg says that Elliott Smith also made them realize how powerful music can be and how healing it can be. And Joanna says that about music, and I'm quoting them here, I view it all as magical love that helps people heal. It also helps me heal every single day. Hmm. And you hear the Moldy Peaches or Kimya Dawson in that. Yeah, totally. Love it so much. Then I Try Some More is the record. It's out July 12th. July 12th on Team Love.
I don't know if you saw them because I missed them at South by Southwest. They were on my top list to see Another Sky. Did you see Another Sky?
I didn't see Another Sky, but they were flagged for me too. I was going to see them too, but I was very, very busy.
Anyway, Another Sky has an EP coming called Life Was Coming In Through the Blinds, and it's the voice, this alluring voice of Katrine Vincent that draws me to their music. It's a song I'm going to play called The Cracks, and I'm going to let Katrine tell us more about the song.
Hi, my name's Katrine. I'm from Another Sky. You're about to hear The Cracks, which was inspired by Leonard Cohen, his song Anthem, where he talks about the cracks letting the light in, and he said it was about the brokenness of things. I really love this lyric. He was really ambiguous about it and its meaning, so I guess I tried to put my own meaning into it. And I think the song is an ode to our generation and how we are confronting everything that's difficult. Hope you enjoy.
Bits of
That is all about that drop. What an incredible drop of that. Love that.
And her voice.
Yeah. Wow.
The group is Another Sky, and there's an EP coming out by Another Sky called Life Was Coming In Through the Blinds. Comes out on June 14th.
Nice. I think I'm going to take us out.
Uh-oh.
The singer Marika Hackman. You ever been to Amsterdam, Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Quite a few times. And I remember one time
What's that smile on your face?
Well, I remember.
Where are we going with this?
One time I went into a cafe and there was a small group of people.
And came out
there.
A rabbit hole.
Yeah, came. That was later. I went into a cafe and there was a small group of people and they were all trying to talk one of their friends down from a really bad trip. And I heard one of them whisper to the other, "He's where I was about 30 minutes ago." And oddly, that's what I thought of when I heard this next song that I want to play, because it's called I'm Not Where You Are. This is Marika Hackman, my second discovery of the week. And she's actually been putting records out for a while, so I'm kicking myself for not listening to her before now. But she's from England. She's based out of London. She has a new record called Any Human Friend. Any Human Friend. She got the name from a documentary she was watching about four-year-olds who meet and interact with people with dementia. Hmm. And after one of the meetings, one of the young girls said that it was great to make any human friend, no matter how young or old. And Marika Hackman was just so touched by that, the idea of this innocence and just how pure and playful it is and the joy of connecting with people no matter who they are or how different they may be from you. Anyway, Marika Hackman, her new album is Any Human Friend. The song I want to play is I'm Not Where You Are, and it's a little bit about how we sometimes gaslight ourselves into thinking that we're not as good or as nice or as valued as everyone is trying their best to make us think we are, like suffering from an imposter syndrome, I guess you could say. I'm Not Where You Are from Marika Hackman.
Well, I'll see you, I don't know.
See you on the other side, Bob.
See you in the
Goodbye.
See you in the rabbit hole. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.